Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the second day of December 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, it's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's just fucking cold. I think it was down to 21 or 22 this morning. I can't recall what it was, but it's goddamn cold in the mornings. And it's, you know, the sun shines during the day. It's drying out more and more. And, well, they claim next Tuesday we're going to have snow. We'll see what happens coming around next Tuesday, because they'll say there's going to be a goddamn blizzard one day, and the next day, well, this didn't happen. They can't, I mean, all this fucking technology, and they can't make the weather what they want, I believe. At any rate, let's see what we're going to be looking at here. Oh, and if the phone line fucks up and it, you know, starts real fast or something, I'd like to know about it. Kyle Rittenhouse says he's destroying the AR-15 used in Kenosha shootings. Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliqua, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, you know, after that, Rittenhouse made his little interview there with Fucker Carlson. You know, he said he was going to disappear, and I told you what I thought of the little bastard to start with. You know, he's the hog of the fucking fascist, and they got the hog of the fucking communist, and this is all just fucking production and bullshit that has nothing to do with fucking it has nothing to do with our fucking lives, other than who's going to fucking, you know, thinks they're going to fucking rule us and have us as their slaves. Well, Kyle Rittenhouse says he's destroying that damned old AR-15. Wow, what do you Trump tards think of him now, huh? There's one of your brethren used in Kenosha shooting. This is from NBC. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Kyle Rittenhouse said he will, quote, destroy the AR-15 style weapon he used in the fatal shooting of two people last year at a radical racial injustice protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. During an appearance on conservative podcast, well, I thought you were going to disappear there, Kyle. You didn't want to be seen no more. You just wanted to fucking crawl into a hole and just nobody know you. You lying little fuck. You fucking little agent, you little cocksucker. The Charlie Kirk Show, huh? Rittenhouse said Tuesday that the gun was being destroyed right now. What's your point there, motherfucker? And yeah, here, we don't want anything to do with that, he said. What the fuck does that fucking mean? It means we want to destroy all the guns. I knew you went and had fucking dinner with Donald and Melania Trump. Is that what you and Don decided? We just say, hey, God damn it, Kyle. You're one of the boys. I mean, you're a junior Mason. You're going to fucking do fine in this goddamn world. Don't worry about it, buddy. And this ain't, we're going to do, this ain't the plan. This ain't the plan, buddy. What we're going to do is we're going to fucking give these shots to these motherfuckers. And then we're going to try and force these shots on these motherfuckers. And the shots are fucking genocidal shots. And we take saline. We'll make sure that that's what you get, saline. And you can be, you make a good spokesman for the young people to get them on the fascist side of fucking things, don't you know? And you know, you can be the hog of the fucking right. In the podcast, Rittenhouse said he wanted to be a police officer. You want to be a fucking police officer, do you there, Kyle? This is obviously a person is the know-nothing son of a bitch. I believe it is, you know, commenter said they thought that the whole thing was a production. I believe it fucking was. I mean, nobody talks the way he talks. If you get him off subject, there was a couple of times during the trial where he was thrown off subject. And when he got thrown off subject, he talked like a normal person would fucking talk under those circumstances. But the rest of it was fucking scripted, just like what he did on Fucker Carlson was fucking scripted. Fucker Carlson's a goddamn shill. And so is Kyle Rittenhouse, a fucking little piece of shit motherfucker who would fucking rule over you. He would see your right shit down the fucking toilet so long as he gets to live the life of fucking O'Reilly as one of the good fucking conservative fucking goddamn fascists. He wanted to be a police officer from a young age. I bet you did. To be able to help people. You know, we still haven't found out who his fucking dad is. That's one thing I've noticed. You know, goddamn anybody else, you'd know who their mom, their dad, their uncle, the fucking, their third fucking cousin was. This son of a bitch, we've never seen his dad. We don't even know who the fucker is. I want to know who his fucking dad is. I want to know what lodge he goes to. He also talked about taking the stand, saying, my reason for taking the stand was I wanted the world to know who the real Kyle Rittenhouse, you phony little fucker, you. We can tell you what, I know who you are. I know what you fucking are. And so does anybody else with half a fucking brain that fucking watched this whole fucking bullshit episode unfold. Now, I said it from the fucking beginning. Every fucking shot was fired in self-defense. There should have never even been a fucking trial. There should have never been a fucking arrest. And, you know, the thing about going back across the state with the AR-15 crossing state lines, 17 years old, all that, all, it was all horseshit, wasn't it? It was all horseshit, but a grand jury, a common law grand jury would have sorted the horseshit and said, what'd you even bring this to us for? In fact, the person bringing it to us, what the hell are you trying to do? Are you trying to fucking bypass the fucking system here? Are you trying to bypass the supreme law of this fucking land, you dickweed? I'm betting that the goddamn charges are filed straight by the goddamn district attorney. He probably just wrote out the indictment himself. They do that these days, don't you know? The DA decides who gets fucking charged. Not the goddamn people, not the litigants. He also talked about taking the stand, really. Rittenhouse hasn't said what's next for him. Oh, fuck TV, radio, he's the new fucking hog. He's the hog on the right. You got the hog on the right and the hog on the left. They're both a fucking couple of fucking hogs. And that's all that's about the fucking worth of both of them put together. He testified that he was taking online courses at Arizona State University. However, the school said this week that he isn't enrolled there, the Arizona Republic reported. If he wasn't enrolled, didn't he commit fucking perjury in court with his fucking speech that he fucking gave there? Huh? That he rehearsed? He's good at rehearsing a fucking speech and talking, but when somebody's talking naturally, you can fucking tell it. When somebody has rehearsed their fucking words, you can fucking tell it. Rittenhouse, you're a sorry little son of a bitch and treasonous little bastard, and you're gonna go to a real fucking trial one of these days, and it's gonna be in a common law court. Are you advocating against the second article of my fucking Bill of Rights, punk bitch? Because I ain't like one of these fucking punk bitches that you fucking shot, motherfucker. I won't come up and fuck a fucking little... never mind. 80 House Republicans helped pass bill to fund federal vaccination database. Now, how long have we been doing this shit with the goddamn guns? Well, they want a database of the guns. We'll never give them a database. They can't have a database of the guns. They have no right in our business. Left, right, and center, huh? But I mean, this is just a, here's another fucking precedence to be set. And it's, well, let's start reading this son of a bitch. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. 80 House not Republicans. They're conservatives, don't you know? They believe in your rights and your, in your, privacy and all that fucking happy horse shit, don't they? 80 House Republicans voted with Democrats. Oh, swapping spitsy. They know they've been figured out, so they will start embracing one another. To protect one another. Voted with Democrats on Tuesday to pass the immunization infrastructure modernization. That's a hard word to say. Act, not law. This is fucking policy. This is government fucking policy, only applicable to the government, just like the goddamn COVID thing. Don't you see it? We told you yesterday. The only people they can go after are the ones, the licensed agents of the government. And the fucking government, well, every fucking employee of the government is a licensed agent of the fucking government. They have no zero, zip, zilch, nada, no goddamn jurisdiction over we the fucking people. And they cannot come into our common law courts and they cannot attack our autonomy. The only way they can confront us is to step out of the fucking fiduciary as in their individual capacity, file in the common law court and face us one on one. Not us against the goddamn state. You know, the state versus fucking, the first one that wrote that should have been fucking hung. The state's a piece of fucking paper. It can't verse no fucking buddy. You got it? And it's a, and it ain't even that no goddamn more. So, I mean, it's a fucking illegitimate piece of paper because it is now a fucking corporation. It is not, a fucking, what the hell would you call it? Goddamn, I'm trying to get the goddamn word. I'll think of it in a minute. According to the bill, also called H.R. 550, the government would provide $400 million of our fucking dollars, people. Every fucking day it's hundreds of millions of fucking dollars to fucking cut our goddamn throats of in taxpayer dollars to fund immunization system data modernization and expansion. Boy, those were some big words. I guess we just can't understand fucking the violation to the fucking fourth article of our fucking Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791, by we the people, and not under no goddamn corporation, by elected representatives. In a Republican form of government that we were guaranteed that isn't anymore. We're not operating. Nothing in this country is operating under a Republican form of government. It's all fucking corporation. And they're letting you fucking know it too. The corporations are getting bolder and bolder, man. And what, you just keep letting them fuck with you. When you could go out and you fucking, how easy, I mean, you kick their fucking ass in a fucking New York second, but goddamn, you just let them keep on getting away. They're going to keep puffing their fucking chest out. You just keep puffing your fucking chest out, motherfucker. Sooner or later, you got to put up or shut up. You've shit all over the fucking toilet. You never shit in the toilet and you never got off the son of a bitch. You just shit all over the fucking, all over the bathroom. You're a bunch of fucking worthless cocksuckers that need to be removed from the goddamn gene pool. The government would provide $400 million in taxpayer dollars to fund, quote, immunization system data modernization and expansion. Whoa! Look at that. That was ISDME. I guess that would be their fucking acronym. You know, you cannot do it. You cannot create goddamn organizations. That is a violation of the ninth article of the people's absolute superior, supreme, ratified by the people fucking law. You cannot create an authority to get into our goddamn business without warrant, you motherfuckers. You can't touch our goddamn private records. What does the goddamn, let's look at the fucking Fourth Amendment. I mean, I think it mentions this shit in there, don't it? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. And before you could even present that probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, you would have to be in your individual capacity. You can't do it as a fucking government fucking employee, you motherfuckers. If you were government employees, which you're not, you're employees of a fucking unlawful corporation created in violation of the 9th article, which says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by others retained by the people. Man, I tell you, they understand exactly what they're doing, people, but they don't mean shit. You can sit there and fucking be as right as rain and standing on the side of an argument. Somebody be up there and just slap you fucking around like nothing. It doesn't fucking matter unless you got the balls to slap back, does it? Modernization expansion, a system otherwise defined as confidential population-based computerized database and records immunization. Jesus Christ the fucking mighty. Really? Doses, it says DOSs, I don't know. Doses administered by any health care provider to persons with a within the geographic area covered by the database. You cannot fucking create databases on us, motherfuckers. You cannot even look at us. You can't even look at nothing. You can't even ask us a question without going through the fucking goddamn procedural due process guaranteed to us by us and fucking enforced by us with the second article of our fucking Bill of Rights, because you have removed our common law court, you dirty corporate motherfuckers. But you can't, the thing is, you can play that game inside the fucking system, just like I said, you know, they can tell all government employees and everybody under a government contract, a government this or a government that, well, we can force you to do things because you're in contract with, no, you can't. You know what, motherfucker, you can't even write a contract that fucking suggests that you can take some kind of authority over me and that you can use the money that you took from somebody else under an unlawful act. That is fucking your taxes, because your taxes are fucking, that's taking your goddamn money without taking you through the due process of the fucking law and getting a verdict from a fucking common law court, people. They're not allowed to tax the fucking individual free sovereign nationals. Never have been. It's like Katie used to talk a lot about the fucking fact that they could, with the income tax, that was for their fucking employees, just like this implementation of this phony fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist bullshit. They could only do it to the fucking cocksuckers they couldn't even do it to them. Because if you were a fucking member of the fucking government, if you were in the fiduciary and somebody tried to fucking do something like this to you, you're going to take a goddamn death shot or else you're going to lose your job. Really? Well, I'm stepping outside of this fiduciary. I'm stepping up into my individual capacity, and I'm calling you into fucking court on your individual capacity. And you can fucking bring, we'll bring a copy of what you think that you can fucking make me fucking do that you can just fucking order me to do. And then we're going to ask we're going to see if there was any due process of the fucking law and you're fucking, due process of law is me and John and Ted sit down and we wrote this down and you're going to do it. You want to fucking bet? You and John and Ted's going to the fucking gallows, you son of a bitch, for fucking treason and sedition against the fucking people and our jurisdictional authority over this fucking country. You know it's true. That's why, that's why they never mentioned the Bill of Rights, people. That's why they never mentioned fucking jurisdictional authorities. Surely they would talk about the jurisdiction we've had two court cases. We were court TV there for about a fucking month, weren't we? Why did they do that? Why did they put on those productions? To try and convince the people that there is some kind of fucking legitimate fucking justice system in this country when there absolutely is fucking not. It is a running violation of the fucking law. What they are doing every fucking day, in every fucking way, is a running violation of the fucking law. You can't change a fact. And they know it. And they can't explain their asses way, they can't explain around it. They don't want to talk about that fucking Bill of Rights because that's fucking law. Ratified fucking the highest law in the goddamn land. Unlike their little fucking here modern, let's do the whole goddamn thing here. Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act. That was ratified by all the states, right? That was sent to all the states for ratification. You couldn't do it because there are no fucking states. There's just fucking subcontractors. And you can, and a subcontractor can't fucking can't represent the people when they're representing a fucking corporation. They represent a corporation. They represent the shareholders in that corporation. They cannot represent the fucking general public. And you fucking know it. You have been so found out, man. It is. I mean, you have to be a goddamn retard living under a rock not to fucking know what these pricks are up to. The text specifically outlines an expansion of the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, an expansion of a non-governmental agency. No, you're not. I do not accept your non-governmental agency. Get it the fuck out. I'm the goddamn your fucking boss, motherfucker. Get it out. You're all fucking fired. Get the fuck out. You're fired from your fucking corporate fucking job. Your corporation is fucking ruled by we the people to be a violation of our ninth article fucking right. That is ratified absolute law. That went to every fucking state. And it was the law before you ever attach it to that phony fucking fraudulent constitution you fucking think you're going to fucking manipulate around. See, that fucking Commerce Clause and that General Welfare Clause, they were put there for this fucking reason. Read the Federalist, Anti-Federalist Papers. They told you exactly what they were put there for. So these cocksuckers, and they've got to the point to where they'll tell you, oh, this is definitely unconstitutional, but they're going to do it. It's always they are going to do it. It's totally unconstitutional, but they're going to do it. Just like this shit here. You're not going to fucking search my goddamn medical records without a fucking fourth article warrant. You can't. It's against the fucking law. And to suggest that you can fucking write something, you can just write away the fucking people's goddamn will and the people's jurisdictional authority is fucking, that's an act of fucking war. You motherfuckers. That's like a Vichy fucking invasion and then a Vichy government being set up. Fuck you and your Vichy government. I will not comply. Population-based computerized database. Where were we? The Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and Public Health Department's capabilities and the ability. You have no fucking capabilities. You are non-governmental. You are non-elected. You do not fucking work for we the people. And you goddamn sure do not own us. We are not subject to you under your fucking phony 14th Amendment because your 14th Amendment is a violation of the 9th Article also. It creates a fucking authority that the 9th Article says cannot exist. And you try to inflict that fucking authority on us, we got the right to blow your fucking heads off. You have declared war on we, the people. That's what the fucking king did back in 1775, isn't it? Declared war on the people. I'm coming to get your fucking guns. He came, he got fucking lead. And then we keep serving up the fucking lead until the motherfuckers left us alone. But of course there was the traitors, you know, the same son, but that's always eats me up. The same son of a bitches that the people were fucking rising up against are the ones that went over to England and sat down at the table with the royalty and got themselves knighted, got themselves fucking declared dukes and duchesses. And it's always been a fucking aristocracy in this country. And they've just pussywalked around the fucking Bill of Rights the whole time. I mean, back in the day, if you went to push it, I mean, until they got rid of the common law courts. That was their first fucking move. I watched them fucking do it. The last of the common law courts were taken out of this fucking state and fucking in the late 70s. They were fucking removed. And I watched the fucking district attorney show up. And the district attorney, now I can't go file a charge. I can't go to a fucking court and I can't file a fucking cause in a court. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, only the district attorney, you see, because he's knowledgeable in the fucking queen's law. And the queen is the fucking queen of you and me. No, she fucking ain't. She's just some fat little fucking cunt that fucks fucking German shepherds. That's what she is. And I'll sit here and see, that's that first article. Man, this fat first article fucking explodes on this fucking site. Fuck you, fat little fucking monkey fucking bitch. You turd, you nothing, you piece of garbage. You think about all these fuckers and these royalties, you know, these monarchs. What would they fucking be just out on the fucking street if they had to fucking just, you know, deal with fucking life like we have to? If they didn't have somebody back in their fucking mouth. Somebody else has to back your fucking mouth, you're nothing. You're a fucking pissant, peon, Worthless son of a bitch. I'm sorry. I'm telling you what, and hey, my bodyguards here. You better not fuck with me. I got my bodyguards. It'd be six of them on your one ass. Because you run your fucking mouth, man. Just like fucking I was talking yesterday about the running man. The way that Damon, you know, he was such a tough motherfucker. He's tough, fucking tough with everybody. Tough. Tough until he's fucking, there wasn't nobody there to back his fucking mouth but him. And that's where you're going to end up, you motherfuckers. Because the people you declare war on 7 billion fucking people, man, you're asking to be removed from this fucking planet permanently. And that's what's going to fucking happen to you. Sure as I'm sitting here reading this fucking text. In the statement, the bill's main sponsor, Democrat Representative Ann Custer, New Hampshire, said the system would be used to, quote, remind, this is why they're doing it, people. No, you listen close to this bullshit. This is why they're going to fucking violate your fourth article fucking right. That just because they wrote it down on a piece of paper. It's legal. We wrote it down on a piece. No, it's unlawful because it's in violation of the fucking law. This is their excuse for violating the fucking law. And I'll read this in fucking at your trial too, you son of a bitches. In a statement, the bill's main sponsor, Democratic Representative Ann Custer, said the system would be used to, quote, remind patients when they are due to recommend a vaccine. These dirty, scum-sucking son of a bitches, man. I mean, you'll get a thing, you know, it says rights and responsibilities. It's just like they did with any kind of fucking licensing. So you get the licensing under condition, and they set the fucking condition. That is not fucking free fucking liberty. It is not your free liberty. You're not living by your will. They're telling you what their will is. You will abide by their fucking will, or you won't get your fucking license. You won't get to be a government fucking agent yourself. Actually, you're the slave agent. I mean, not an agent for a slave. You're a slave. That's your status is property. Read the goddamn 14th Amendment. You're fucking property. I'm not. I refuse to be. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national for the United States of these Americas, and no fucking big U's, no big S states. Fuck all government, right in the goddamn ass. No government in this goddamn country has authority over the individual. None. They talk about state. All these motherfuckers went. We're supposed to be being controlled by the state. No, nobody's supposed to be controlling us. You ignorant son of a bitch. Are you fucking sellout son of a bitch? Nobody. We're individual, free, sovereign nationals. We're self-governing. That's what autonomy means, you stupid fuck. Self-governing. That means we govern ourselves. Nobody governs us, but they talk about our leaders. They talk about the fucking ruling class. Then if there's a ruling class, there must be a class that's being ruled. Well, that is not autonomy. That is not self-rule, is it? Two separate fucking animals, and hey, you know, fucking, maybe they just write this shit so we'll just come on here and fucking, you know, reiterate it and talk about, maybe this is just part of the great revealing. Yeah, we're just a corporation, there's the four of us, we formed this corporation, why don't I go down and me and fucking Dion and fucking Jalapeno go down and we'll form a corporation, just start writing shit and people don't do it, we'll shoot their fucking ass. Huh? Why can't we do that, people? And if we can't do that, how can we consent and give power to somebody else to do it? How can we give somebody else an authority we do not have ourselves? If you do not know that you are fucking occupied, you're a retard. If you do not know that the occupiers are trying to get rid of the fucking Bill of Rights, the fucking supreme, superior, absolute law of this motherfucking country, so that they can have their one world order where you're just a one world fucking slave, you're dumber than a fucking red brick. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Kid Rock with Podunk. People just living. Just living and being left alone. You can't leave us the fuck alone. That's gonna be your fucking downfall, you cocksuckers. You can't leave fucking people alone. You go out in the middle of the goddamn most desolate place left on this goddamn continent, and you sit down in a fucking, you set up a hammock and sit down to fucking smoke a joint and drink a fucking beer, some cocksucker's gonna come along and fucking call you on it. Where are my people that are insulted by that? Go fuck yourself. Get the fuck away from me. Back away from me. We were talking about 80 House Republicans because, the Republicans, they're against all of this goddamn communist shit, aren't they? Don't look like it, does it? We're down here. Okay, where were we? Representative Mary Miller, a Republican, Illinois, who was one of the 130 Republicans to vote no, told Breitbart News exclusively on Wednesday that the legislation would enable the federal government to, quote, track unvaccinated Americans who will be targeted and forced to comply with Biden's crazy global vaccination. Well, you fucking, the goddamn British, they marched their fucking troops to Concord. They were going to force the fucking people to fucking abide, and they got their fucking faces shot off. They got shot up clear back to fucking Boston. You're gonna shit. I mean, every day it's a new fucking threat. That's all they're fucking doing here, people. Another fucking threat. And I love the way this 80 House Republicans voted with Democrats. You think you handful of motherfuckers, you can't fucking pass laws, and you know it. You want to pass a law in, well, in the corporation, you can pass your policies, I suppose. And you can fucking exempt yourself from them. You can exempt or anybody you want. Give fucking privilege to anyone you want. The privilege of fucking violating the fucking policy, it goes to George and Ted and Rip Fred that fucking wrote it. That ain't how this fucking country was fucking founded. And you're in violation of the fucking 9th article of the fucking People's Bill of Rights. Plain and fucking simple. You can't change facts. You can have no goddamn power over the fucking individual. You can't come take my fucking private records without a fucking warrant from a common law court, and you better have goddamn good cause, and you better have an affidavit attached, and you better be doing it in your individual capacity, and you better have a goddamn reason for doing it. Otherwise, you're doing it because you want to fucking, well, what are they really wanting to do here? If they could pull this fucking off, think about it, people. They could go out far and find where the people who are telling them to shove it up their ass, where's the least of them at? Where is the least of them at? That's where we're going to start, where there's the least, and we're going to make it look like, goddamn, we can walk in and kick ass. Well, there's this little county out here. They got 480 people, and fucking 300 of them won't do it. So they're only talking about 300 people. So, see, they could tell where the fucking soft spots are, and they could come in like gangbusters with their big fucking goddamn troop carriers and shit and come in and that's exactly what that cocksucker who went to fucking Concord was planning. He was planning on going where there was weakness, and he was going to scare the people into fucking compliance with tyranny. We will not comply with tyranny as an individual. I don't care if I'm the only motherfucker. If that shows up on your records, that motherfucker won't take it. This motherfucker ain't taking it. I will blow your fucking head off if you try to make me fucking put something into my body I don't want in it without going through the due process of the fucking law in your individual capacity where you could never get her done. You'd have to prove a fucking goddamn cause for doing it. And you can't do it because COVID-19 doesn't begin with COVID-19 doesn't exist. And the other thing is you'd have to fucking prove that I was going to approve something that's unprovable. You want to fucking try to fucking cancel our goddamn procedural due process and replace it with hypothesis. Our hypothesis is if this guy doesn't get a fucking shot and these other people don't get a shot, it's going to affect these other. How can it affect? That's why we always had them on them fucking vaccines. If you got a vaccine, what the fuck do you care if I have one? I can't hurt you. And if, and that would be, how are you going to come into the goddamn court with that? In a common law court. You're going to say, well, I'm vaccinated and the vaccine works. Well, if the vaccine works, what the fuck, why are you trying to force this man to have that vaccine that he doesn't want? That he says is a fucking goddamn poison. He don't want to die. And then you know, how many people, you're going to have to bring in, you have to come in and tell how many people you've killed with the son of a bitch already. We know on a fucking world basis, you have fucking slaughtered people. When the number finally comes out, it's going to shake you to the goddamn core. Because then you're going to be worrying. You people who took one shot. You people who even took two shots. I mean, this motherfucker, they do 8 to 10 year fucking studies before the FDA. Well, what is the FDA? They might be fired like the goddamn border patrol. They're doing nothing. They're doing nothing but fucking serving the fucking whims of the corporation, and you're paying the motherfuckers to cut your throat. And that is a goddamn fact that cannot be disputed by no motherfucker. Let's get on down here and see what we got. These systems are designed to allow for the sharing of crucial information and maintenances. Let me see if we got that part there. Yes. Okay. These systems are designed to allow for the sharing of crucial information and maintenance of records. Do we really trust the government to protect our medical records? I mean, come on. You're fucking asking this fucking question? I don't care if we trust them or not. I say no. All I got to do is just say fucking no. And the only way you can get past that fucking no is to come as an individual and file in a common law fucking court, because that's the only court I'm fucking answerable to. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national motherfucker. I'm not one of your goddamn corporate slaves. I'm not a 14th Amendment subject citizen that you can fucking order about, that you grant privileges and immunities to, you fucking scum. You spineless shit dogs. Miller said, the bill's author even bragged in her press release that these systems will help the government remind patients when they are due for a recommended vaccine. And if you don't, and then also tell them where you're at. It's just like the fucking guns. Why do they want these fucking databases so they know who's where? And what's where? That's why they want a database on your fucking guns. So they think that they can know what's where and who's where. Like we're gonna fucking cooperate with this shit anymore, and we cooperate with your fucking bullshit so-called gun control. You have no control over our guns, motherfucker. We have the second article, and it's very fucking clear. And there's nothing after that period. The right of the people to keep and bear their private fucking arms will not be fucking infringed upon, period. There ain't nothing after that period. It says, well, unless there's an emergency. And then a corporation can form a new government under a corporation, and they can write fucking laws. They can write fucking legalese. I mean, well, they can write bullshit. Well, they can write treason that says that they can trump your fucking rights with their fucking a signature from fucking, what are you talking about? The whole goddamn government, 440,000 fucking people probably, and you know, in the ones that actually do the fucking writing down on a piece of paper and telling you what to do. Fuck you, 40,000. We'll wipe your fucking ass out in 15 fucking minutes. Go fuck yourself. And a lot of, you know, you're going to have to turn around just like fucking, Richard Dawson on the fucking Running Man. You're going to have to turn around and try to get that big guy to back your fucking mouth. And that big guy's fucking, you're wanting to kill him too. Everybody understands that we talked about the fucking Marines that won't take the son of a bitch yesterday. We know what you fucking want. You want to fucking cull the fucking population of this fucking country. You wrote it in fucking stone in Georgia. We read it. And we're not down for it. And we're armed to the fucking teeth. And we're not firing our bullets up in the fucking air. The gun polishers, you can polish fucking guns until your goddamn hands fall off. I don't really fucking care, because you're out of this fucking country anyway, once the rest of us have to do the fighting and dying. If I ain't around, the rest of you fucking, free individual, free sovereign nationals out there, you make sure every motherfucking one of them gets the fuck out of here. Send them into the ocean. Don't give them no goddamn barge. We ain't paying for no fucking barge. Into the fucking ocean and swim, you fucking communist, fascist motherfucker. legislation would unnecessarily appropriate millions of taxpayer dollars intended to expand bureaucracy in Washington. No! A database solely created to record and collect confidential information. Wouldn't that be your private fucking records? Wouldn't that be covered under the fourth article? Wouldn't you have to have a warrant from an individual in their individual capacity? A warrant with an affidavit attached? And that affidavit is going to say, if you don't get the shot, I'm going to get fucking COVID. And you think you could go to a fucking goddamn common law court and prove that? Fuck your, if your vaccination works, see, it's an argument you can't win. If your vaccination works, you're fucked. I get you for fucking goddamn treason and sedition. If your vaccination doesn't work, you can't force me to fucking, you're trying to force me to take something that you know doesn't work, that will kill me, that you know will kill me. And the evidence is out there, and there's tons of it. Any fucking jury looked at it, fucking 12, 6 diggers and 6 fucking prostitutes are paying your fucking ass right out in front of the courthouse. You're not going to do this. You're not going to get away with it, motherfuckers. Information of Americans explicitly encroaches upon it. See, here they are. Information of Americans explicitly encroaches upon individuals' fundamental rights to medical privacy. Donald said, as a fiscal conservative, I cannot in good faith support legislation that contributes to the Democrats' habitual pattern of reckless and wasteful spending. It ain't got nothing to do with spending. They can't spend the goddamn money to start with. This is a fucking rogue fucking corporation that is wreaking fucking havoc across our goddamn land, taking what belongs to us and giving it to fucking their foreign fucking counterparts in the international corporate mafia. We got a right to kill every goddamn one of them. They're trying to kill us. Democrats' habitual pattern, reckless, wasteful spending, and the intrusive heavy hand of government. Fuck, it ain't the intrusive heavy hand of government. It is fucking criminal. It is a crime to violate the supreme superior law of this land. Believe it or fucking not. It is a crime. It isn't written out in your phony fucking statutes, because your statutes do not apply to we the people. We live in autonomy. We govern ourselves. But you fucking walk on one of my rights, or you shit on one of my rights, you try to remove one of my rights, I got the right to ask that jury to hang your fucking ass for it. And you know it. They know it. That's what they're afraid of, people. They know that the people are not fucking taken to this shit. I tell you, what they call us yesterday, holdouts. Well, there must be a hell of a bunch of holdouts. You're going to start. See, they had this thing today. This is the daily threat from the old crusty communists. You old wretched fucks, you. Like George Soros. Fuck you, George Soros. You're a rusted old fuck, and your fucking day is done. You need to fucking go on to the next, go on to wherever in the fuck things like you go when they fucking die. You need to go into a common law court for about shit. It wouldn't take a fucking day to convict you of so many fucking crimes that they'd hang you and fucking hang you twice. They'd hang you 2 or 3 times. They'd take you down, hang you, and hang you, and hang you. You son of a bitch. Why isn't that cocksucker under arrest, guys? It's a proven fucking fact. I mean, you had people suing him for fucking fine, because they weren't getting paid for fucking creating fucking riots and, oh god damn it, they're in, Missouri. Yeah. Ferguson, Missouri. Ferguson, Missouri. Busted! Now god damn it, man, they filed lawsuits against the son of a bitch because he wouldn't pay them for being paid agitators burning buildings down, causing fucking riots, and you talk about trying to incite goddamn the overthrow of a fucking government, but he just fucking sits there. Why is that, people? For the same reason all those fucking Epstein fucking, all of Epstein's buddies who are over there boogering little kids on fucking pedophile island, they're just still, Clinton! Bill Clinton. Now it's proved he's been there. He went there. He went there and he boogered little kids. I mean, he raped this one woman and fucking bit her fucking face, bit a hole in her fucking face. Never served a fucking day. Never paid the amount of a parking ticket. Well, because he was governor of Arkansas. And I guess if you're of that ruling class, you can fucking beat the shit out of a woman, bite a fucking chunk out of her face while you're raping her, you sick in the head son of a bitch. He sold our fucking ICBM fucking guidance systems to the fucking Chinese. Poof! I mean, it's right there! And he gets to live out the rest of his fucking life in luxury. What's to deter these son of a bitches, people? It's gotta be you and me! Or there is no deterrent! Because mammon fucking rules. Those who you think you're paying to deter such fucking savagery and fucking crime, well, they'll pay them a little bit more. In fact, they'll pay them a whole lot more. Hell, it's stolen money anyway, right? Oh, fuck, it's ended up this way. Migrants from 106 countries crossed southern border in Del Rio sector in 2011. 106, I told you people, there's 7 billion people on this goddamn planet. Now, goddamn, we're badass fucking people, make no mistake about it. We're the largest army on this goddamn planet. But if you open up the fucking doors to 7 billion fucking people who are also fucking, you know, playing the fucking COVID fucking game, who want your everything you fucking have and are willing to, go there and kill them Americans, we can't get the guns away from them. You guys go over there and, I mean, do like the Chinese did, go at them in swarms until their fucking barrels melt down and they run out of ammunition and overrun them because that's the only fucking way you're going to fucking take it. Only way you could. And that's considering we don't use other fucking methods. But I mean, here you are, 106 fucking countries, people. Is this our country? You know you can't have a country without borders. That's the law too. I mean, you can't have law without fucking borders. Now you step across that southern border into Mexico and I guarantee you there's fucking law down there. It's fucking criminal. They're a bunch of criminals. They're a fucking criminal cartel. They are the fucking cartels. But they'll snag your fucking ass up just for stepping into their goddamn country. And they'll throw you in a fucking prison and fucking torture your fucking ass. If you're lucky and you got real rich relatives, they may come up with enough money to buy your ass out of fucking prison and get you back across the fucking border, but I bet you don't go again. Or they can just fucking, like, federalities can just walk up and shoot you down dead and there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. There ain't a goddamn thing that this fucking corporation's gonna do about it. See, they enforce their fucking edicts. We have our own edict. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. We need to enforce it with that kind of fucking determination. Migrants from 106 fucking countries, people. This is from the Daily Wire. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Migrants from 106 countries have crossed the southern border. There cannot be a southern border if that many people can cross it. Of the U.S. In fiscal year 2021, in the Del Rio sector of Texas at the border, as the border crisis. See, that's why, you know, I like all, you know, the old commenters and stuff, man. There's people have been commenting on the site forever. But one, I think it was enemy of the state the other day said, our government. Don't say our government to me. That ain't my fucking government. That is a goddamn occupational fucking force. That is the fucking enemy. They can't, and the words do fucking matter. It's like they've gone from, they're trying to pass a law so you can't call these cocksuckers illegal aliens. They are fucking invaders. What the fuck do you call millions crossing your goddamn border and coming to take what you fucking have? If that ain't a fucking invasion, I guess there is no such thing as an invasion. We gotta rewrite the goddamn dictionaries again. Migrants from 106 countries have crossed the southern border of the U.S. in fiscal year 2021 in the Del Rio sector of Texas. A media release from U.S. Customs and Border Protection on Wednesday documented the accounts of migrants recently apprehended. They're not fucking apprehended. They'll pick them up and carry them across the goddamn border. I guess that's your fucking, the new definition of apprehension. Like I said, these fucking words, this is getting out of fucking hand. From a wide variety of nations far beyond Mexico and Central America, Border Patrol agents assigned to the Del Rio sector's Eagle Pass station arrested six I don't even know where this place is. Iristine. It's E-R-I-T-R-E-A-N. Iristine Nationals, after they illegally entered the United States on November 23rd through 20. What the fuck is these people? You arrested them? Then what did you do? Oh, we took them down and we gave them some papers and a credit, a fucking debit card, and we sent them to Walmart. Ooh! You're fired! You're fucking fired! It's not what you were hired to do, you motherfuckers! In addition, Del Rio sector agents apprehended migrants during the same period that included two men from Syria, one man from Lebanon, and one man from, I can't even say, Tajikistan. There's goddamn places we can't even fucking pronounce, and they're pouring over our goddamn border. Now, do we have a border patrol? Do we have a border? And how can one, any son of a bitch claiming to be a part of a government have the authority? How can any, this corporation, this is a fucking rogue corporation with zero authority within the borders of this United States. And these motherfuckers are, this is what they're doing. They're recolonizing this place. They aim to get rid of you and me. They aim to put a bullet in our fucking head because we own the fucking joint. And we're too goddamn worthless to take the fucking zillion fucking guns we got and blast their asses out of here. Even after they declare war on us. They tell you. I mean, tomorrow it'd be something more fucking insulting. We're gonna look, we're gonna be everybody on the street, from now on if it won't be one of their, Blackwater USA agents, if a government inspector agent with a brown hat comes up to you, you have to pull down your pants and let him stick his finger up your ass and check your fucking colon for you. It's for your own good. Really, it is. And we're just writing it down. Me and John and Ted have signed it. It's law. No, it ain't fucking law, motherfucker. And I don't know about the rest of you guys. I am so fucking sick of this shit. I'm not gonna, this is intolerable. I will not tolerate this motherfucking shit. Border Patrol agents assigned to Del Rio Eagle Pass. Oh, no, yeah, you did. Sure you did, you son of a bitch. We encountered individuals from all over the world attempting, all over the world, 7 billion. I mean, we're fucking badass. We got lots of guns, but man, are they fucking shiny. It's time to fucking get them dirty, you motherfucking idiots. We encountered individuals from all over the world attempting to unlawfully. Illegally is within your, see that the fucking jargon of the goddamn private law and the goddamn, I heard somebody came up with a goddamn comment yesterday. It was a good comment, except that they went to the goddamn Black's Law Dictionary. Look up in the Black's Law, as soon as I see Black's Law Dictionary, your shit goes into fucking spam. You're talking about private fucking law. You're talking about private fucking British fucking law being exercised in our fucking sovereign country that belongs to we, the fucking people, in violation of our fucking law. United States fucking common law. And United States common law fucking jurisdictional authority. Attempting to illegally enter our country. Who in the fuck are you to call it our anyway? Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens. Hey, Jason, you're fucking fired, asshole. You're not doing nothing for me except fucking me. You are aiding an invasion. In fact, you're under fucking arrest for fucking goddamn espionage. You treasonous son of a bitch. D. Owens said, our agents are focused and, they got to be focused. You're filling out so many goddamn passports. I mean, getting those plane tickets. I mean, goddamn, you got to have your fucking mind right. Be on that fucking computer. You got to get that fucking son of a bitch from wherever in the fucking world fucking crosses that border and walks up to you and you carry his ass through the fucking door and sit him in a chair. You got to get him what he wants. I know you got to be focused, you phony motherfuckers. And work hard to ensure that we detect, arrest. You don't arrest no fucking buddy. You're a lying son of a bitch. And identify anyone that enters our country in order to maintain safety for our community. Any of you people buying any of this horse shit? Maybe you that are buying it, maybe your kid will be walking down the fucking street this afternoon in some fucking goddamn Afghani, a fucking, somebody from Nigeria, somebody from fucking El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, one of these 106, and rape them and then cut them up with a machete. And then maybe you go, wow, there might be something wrong with this shit that's going on, man. How come all of these, don't we have a book? I'm going to call the Border Patrol. I mean it. I'm going home. They chopped up my kid. I'm calling the Border Patrol. And I'm calling CNN. You're the fucking disgusting. And anyway, people, I've ranted enough for today. And we'll have another fucking outrage for you tomorrow. Don't worry. There's plenty. There's more coming. Every day it's going to get worse until you get off your dead fucking ass and start enforcing your fucking law. It's your only goddamn hope. And you've been, the thing is, you outnumber them. To wipe them out would be duck soup. When they send the chinks over here, we're going to have to fucking, we'll be doing some fighting. Because you got to mow those motherfuckers down by the fucking hundreds of thousands at a fucking time. We're going to have to blow mountains down on them. We're going to have to make up fucking new ways to destroy those son of a bitches. Because they're coming. They're going to be invited by these fucking traitors. These goddamn son of a bitch and corporate motherfuckers who have zero authority in this goddamn country over the people or the fucking land, which belongs to we the people. They're going to be invited over here because the chinks are going to put us in fucking line. That's what the goddamn head chink said. That's what old Zai said. Hey, Zai, you coming, motherfucker? You can come put me in fucking line. How about that? Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, just fucking puke. It's the only thing I have to do, puke or fight. Or bend over and take it. Or just dig a ditch and shoot yourself in the head. Save them the fucking trouble. Save some taxpayer money. That is the word from the trenches.